KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com, and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
And welcome in. We are live here at CBS New Sky Radio, New Horizons, No Boundaries. And thanks for joining us. It is Fire It Up with CJ. You can now be found at fireitupwithcj.com. Make sure you check out the site. You can actually click to subscribe to CJ's email updates. That's right there on the homepage, so definitely look for that. Today we're going to do a review of the year 2013, and we're going to include some predictions for the upcoming year, 2014. We'll send it over to your host, CJ.
Hey, welcome everybody. Thank you, Brendan. So welcome everybody and happy holidays. So we're going to be doing a year in review, and this is really fun and interesting to me, just kind of looking at the calendar year 2013, and a lot has happened, both good and bad. I think this time I can look back and say it's a balanced year. On the good side, we have a new Pope, Pope Francis, who I told James earlier I had a crush on the new Pope. I think he's awesome. And I know it's totally inappropriate to have a crush on a Pope, but I do. We also had some downsides. We had the Boston Marathon bombing this year. And then we had some government hiccups. We had the government shutdown and Obamacare, which has been rolled out with some challenges. So I've had an interesting calendar year. I don't know what to make out of it, but I thought it'd be fun to do a tarot reading with James, who is a fascinating person. He is a political scientist, actually taught political science at one point in his career. He went to Columbia University, and now he is, and during that time, he created these wonderful cards called the Voyager Tarot, and in the last couple of years, he's also created the Sustain Yourself card. So we're going to be using a combination of those two cards in looking at calendar year 2013. So welcome, James.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, CJ. Let's fire it up.
Yeah, let's fire it up, man.
Why not, huh?
Yeah, so I don't know. So let's look at what was the theme of 2013. Can we do that? Do a tarot card
sure.
And pick one?
Yeah, what we love about the cards is they give us insights and indications. It's not in sticks and stone. It's only paper, you know. It's
yes.
What we do with it. So 2013. So I'm running my hands over the Voyager cards. You tell me when to stop, CJ.
Stop.
Right there. Okay. Okay, I got that card. Turn it up. Anger.
Oh.
Oh! This is a very turbulent card. It's red hot. It's actually the Four of Cups, Voyager Tarot. It's anger. It's upset. It's chaos. It's frustration. People not happy. Ah!
That seems kind of appropriate, sadly appropriate, don't you think, for last year?
Well, I think other than maybe Pope Francis or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
People were pissed off, you know. They didn't want to necessarily change your insurers, and they thought it was going to run more smoothly, and a bunch of promises were made that weren't kept. I'd be angry.
Well, yeah, and it's an upset. I mean, if you look at the Four Cups in the card, they're all kind of shattered and broken because everything is in change and in flux. And in chaos, and even though we're changed creatures, we're not very good at change, and we resist it, and we get upset, and then we go off in our little tantrum.
Yeah. Well, if you think of 2012 as the beginning of a transition, of which we have gone through in 2012, then 2013 is still going through that transition, and any transition is marked by a period of anger. You know, when you're angry.
Totally. I mean, it's a very transforming kind of energy, for better or for worse. If we can channel the frustration, the anger for creative purposes, fantastic. But if it's just in terms of, you know, a tantrum way of doing politics and life, forget it. We've got a problem.
But we've been doing a tantrum why? I mean, we are. Yeah. We have been having a gigantic tantrum. Seriously.
We know what it's all about. We've seen it, and the cards definitely confirm. A lot of times cards will give us an aha, like an insight. In this case, I think this anger card gives us validation, confirmation that was the year that was.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's do a card on what we should let go of. Because if you go through the normal periods of transition, you get angry. You get angry that things are changing. You don't like the way that things are changing. And then you finally have to let go of something. So if we were to let go of anything, let's pick a card for that. Brendan, are you here? Brendan, why don't you say when to stop? Are you there still?
Yeah,
I am.
Okay.
I'm putting my hands over the card. So that we know it's not a rigged thing.
Okay. Sure. Anytime now?
Anytime.
Yeah, you tell them.
All right, stop.
You know, silent time on radio, I don't think it's a good idea.
No, we try to avoid it.
Yeah.
Fortune.
We have to let go of fortune.
It's a spectacular card. Generally, it's a 10. Although the Wheel of Fortune goes up, and then guess what? It goes down. So the wheel has been turning rather rapidly, and I think that we're trying to hold on to where we once were in our businesses and our personal lives, et cetera, holding on. And the fortune wheel, the lesson is learn to go with the flow, learn to dance the dance on the cycle of life, which is ever changing. So we have to let go of that security kind of proposition, then play it safe and resist change and go and love the dance, even though it's kind of scary on the edge of the Wheel of Fortune, but letting go of security and safety and comfortability and all of that, and let's go with change. Why not?
Okay, so that's what we should let go of. The theme was anger. We should let go of our kind of resistance to change, just let go of security and safety. That's easy for you to say in a tarot card reader.
Well, hey, yeah, but I have a life too, you know, and we all hold on to stuff, and the fortune wheel is learn how to be a risk taker. Be willing to trust the universe. Jump when you have to, and believe that it will be okay. You know.
All right.
We do it.
All right. One of the things that can usually so if I'm following a transition model. So after you let go, the next thing is the new vision for the next year. So
cool.
What's the vision that we should be taking forward calendar 2014?
Okay. Tell me when to stop. Okay,
I'll tell you now.
Wow, you didn't waste any time there. Talk about an interesting card. The Feeler. It's a child cup in Voyager. The Child of Cups, which is emotions cups. The Feeler, it's a bunch of kids doing everything from having joy to having a tantrum.
All
those feelings, and it's kind of crazy. I mean, but it is emotional truth telling. It's a time of still venting, but in a rather immature way. I'm not sure it's a great vision, except that it does represent some real letting of our emotions out, and hopefully in a constructive way, although it's a child card, so we really don't know. So I think it's a little bit more of that anger and all that kind of stuff still going on here.
Mm-hmm.
In 2014, which is 2014 adds up to 7, which is the year in the tarot of the 7, which is the chariot. The chariot is all about knowing our destiny, our goals, and going after them. But the Feeler card, I don't know.
should we pull another card? What should we do? Because that feels kind of inconclusive, it sounds like, from your perspective.
Well, it is inconclusive. And so, absolutely, and I love this style of reading the cards, Q&A, and it's a progressive kind of story that we're telling ourselves until we really get it. So, yeah, let's pick another card. Tell me when to stop.
Nope. Okay, now.
Right there. Right. You sure? Wow. Sorrow.
Wow, another card. God, just...
Yeah, an emotional card.
Why don't we all just crawl under a rock during 2014?
Well, we've got... Okay. We picked four cards. The first card was the Four of Cups. Cups is the suit of emotions, anger. Then we went to the Child of Cups, the Feeler, which is all over the map emotionally. And now we have the Six of Cups, emotions again, called sorrow. So finally, though, maybe we are letting go and dropping all of our resistance and going through our grieving and coming out of it. I mean, the sorrow card does portend liberty and freedom and new life, but we have to go through this process. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what's
funny?
But
let's say we do that, hopefully. Then what?
Yeah.
Then what? Let me pick a card, okay?
Yeah, you pick a
card. Let me pick a card. It's right here. I'm feeling it. Oh, God. Can I pick it up with my hands here? The Achiever. Wow.
Oh.
I did good. The Man of Worlds. The Achiever card, which would be in traditional classic tarot, kind of the King of Pentacles, which is very worldly, very material, very successful. And you know what I'm seeing here is tremendous technologies coming to the fore. I mean, this is a high technology card along with, it's a great exploration card here of new discovery and new achievements and new worlds. Totally progressive. Very, very positive. It's a real chariot card. Absolutely. But to get there, we're in the midst of all this other stuff.
Yeah, but then we get there. I mean, that's, you know, when you're going through hard times, knowing that at least you're going to get to the Achiever card, you know, where there's going to be new discoveries and new worlds, it sort of makes it worth it, I think, when I go through all this pain and suffering. there's some glowing rainbow at the end.
It's the reward. It's the rainbow. It's the icing on the cake. But, boy, the work is, you know, God, just, you just have to go through your personal stuff and our, you know, our country stuff, our social stuff, you know, and say, let's move on. Come on. Let's not be grieving all the time and feeling sorry for ourselves, being like the martyr or anything like that. You know, man up, get it together. Come on. Let's move on. That's what the Achiever says.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is I think, you know, we're in incredible financial straits. And if you look at what's happening with our government, people are having these tantrums, right? They're having these tantrums. They're angry. And part of what they have to do is let go of their tantrums and everything so that we can pull together as a nation and make some stuff happen. So
The Achiever is about kind of, there's a group of, it's very collective oriented. It's not just a selfish oriented, I'm going to make my buck or anything like that. It's much more of a planetary world card for the better.
Yeah. All right. So do we have any wisdom or advice that we can give these folks that are still feeling angry and sorrowful? And I'm sure I'm feeling it too at some level, but feeling sad and feeling kind of emotional turmoil. Any advice or anything, or could that come in a card?
We could pick another card, but the Achiever says, "Come on, this is an opportunity time. You know, we're in the year of the Lovers, which would mean embrace everything, even the stuff we don't like, because it's all opportunity, it's all energy, it's all an opening to new life, and that is so true. And that's what that sorrow card is. So I mean, everybody needs to be looking at okay." Where is the rainbow here in this storm? Because it does exist. So we have to have that feeling of optimism and hope and expect opportunity and grab that gold ring. But what else? What else do we need to know, CJ?
We're going to go on a break, but then let's actually start looking at 2014 because I think we're right there. Predictions for 2014. So we have Dr. James Walmus, who is the creator of the Voyager Tarot and the Sustain Yourself cards, and we're kind of taking a societal look at what's happening in the U.S. right now and doing a year in review, and upcoming we're going to be looking at 2014 and what to expect. And by the way, these are completely syncing with an astrological reading that I got. It's so amazing. The universe is amazing. Of course it would sync. So up next we're going to be getting some predictions for 2014, and if you want to get more information like this, make sure to go to my website, www.firedupwithcj.com, where you'll get other mystical topics like this. We'll be right back.